Why are almost 10,000 children in the southeast looking like they'll be homeless on Christmas Day?
Absolutely. As you say, that's 10,000 children across the whole of the southeast, which is a really shocking number, I think, when you think about it. And that's people who, you know, many of us on Christmas Day will be lucky enough to have a home to go to. We'll put up Christmas trees and we'll have all our kinds of family traditions and, you know, probably eating turkey. Whereas for these 10,000 children, it's a completely different story. These are children who'll be waking up in temporary accommodation. They'll be in hostels or bed and breakfasts. You'll often have a whole family living in one room together and they'll have shared kitchens and shared bathrooms with strangers. And it's a really difficult, you know, experience. It happens all year round, but of course Christmas being this time of year when you think about being all cuddled up and cozy at home is a really difficult experience.
That kind of picture that you describe there, it sounds more like a third world country rather than England. What's kind of led to this?
Well, I think so. Of course, when you think about homelessness, people often think about rough sleeping, as that's the most visible form. But as you say, you don't have to be sleeping on the streets to be homeless. You can be in these tiny, tiny single rooms in hostels and bed and breakfasts. And really, it's kind of a combination of two things across the country, and including in Kent. That's the absence of the lack of building genuinely affordable homes. Now, that's not just this government, that's successive governments. You can't really point the finger, but over decades, we've just not been building enough affordable homes.
And you mentioned Kent. What's specifically happening in our county?
The lack of building of affordable homes and the welfare cuts is something that's affecting the whole country and Kent just as much as anywhere else. As you say, I think we've got nearly 2,000 children who are homeless in Kent specifically. Which is just a staggering number, really. And that's 619 in Medway alone. You know, looking at the solutions in Kent, that's obviously going to be different from in London or in Manchester. You know, we've got to find ways to support these homeless people, that they're not being moved a long distance, so they can remain near their communities, their families and their friends. But in all honesty, I do feel like the lack of building affordable homes and the welfare changes are something that is really beginning to bite everywhere now.
And you mentioned Medway, and those figures, they're quite high, aren't they? Actually third on the list for the whole of the southeast.
Yeah, 619 children. You know, it's smaller than the 10,000 for the whole of the southeast, right? But it's still a staggering number. And just imagine being, you know, a parent or one of those children who is coming home from school trying to do their homework in you know, this cramped and loud room. It is a national scandal that the decades of the lack of building of affordable homes and the fact that we are now waking up to the problem. You know, we've seen the government commit to spending £2 billion on building more social homes, but that's not going to happen overnight. And, you know, 619 children waking up on Christmas morning in Medway without a home to call their own is certainly a national scandal.
What's the kind of typical experience that these unfortunately homeless people will go through on Christmas Day, do you think?
Sometimes you have a family who just agree to not celebrate Christmas this year because it's too difficult. You know, we have families who'll just be like, you know, we'll just treat it like a normal day. They've not got places to hide presents, they've not got somewhere to put a tree, and so it's really difficult. They'll sometimes put up a picture of a Christmas tree on the wall, and it's their everyday life, and it's incredibly challenging.